A's and Giants playing the Bay Bridge Series finale in San Francisco on Grateful Dead tribute nights. Ty Block made the start for San Francisco, and he was the fire on the mountain on this night.
1-2 pitch. Swing and a looping liner into left field for a base hit. Ryder Jones crosses. Brandon Belt waited to make sure that that ball would fall in, and then only belatedly took off a third, so he stops there. Over in Oakland. Now he swings and he hits a liner into the gap, left center field. That gets down. It will roll up to the wall near the 382 sign. Posey from third comes across. Right behind him is Crawford from second. A two-run double for Jarrett Parker, and the Giants have a 4-0 lead.
And he skies it into left center field. Raj Davis on the move. It is out of here. And for Belt, home run number 18.
Well, that matches his seasonal high in his career.
And lined out to right center, and he hits a high drive to center, deep, going back, Davis, way back, adios, pelota! Ty Block with a three-run homer over the center field wall.
Like it is now, Giants lead the A's. Maxwell ground ball to short, should be two. Crawford's got it to second, one, panic to first, and all's forgotten.
Oakland two here in the eighth. And Block pitches, curveball grounded to short, up with it, Tomlinson, the throw to first. And the inning is over. That's eight strong in the books.
The Giants combined for 13 hits as they spoiled the return of Oakland starter Kendall Graveman with a big 11-2 win. Meanwhile, a memorable night for Ty Block as he goes eight innings, improving to 7-7, and connects for his first career home run. The Giants salvage a series split with the A's in the annual Bay Bridge Series with a big victory in the finale, 11-2 Thursday night in San Francisco. After the game, here's a happy Giants manager, Bruce Bochy.
I think that's a definite. We lost Bumgardner, and I think he's filled in nicely. He's had some great games, and, this kid, you just love his tempo out there. He takes the ball, he goes, he has a great changeup, a curveball that he'll mix in with the fastball on both sides. He can hold runners, he handles the bat, as you saw. He's just a nice pitcher to have out there that can do so many things to help himself, too. But he's thrown a shutout this year, and so I think he has been, one of the silver lining things that we've had happen this year.
Mr. Bruce, what did you see from Ryder Jones and also Parker both coming back? They both really contributed for you.
No, and they did. Both of them did a nice job for Ryder. He was up here earlier, didn't have a lot of success. I thought that was big for him. First time out to get a base hit. And the same with Parker. It's been a long time since he's been here, so it's good to see those guys have a little success as they get started here. And I don't know what I'm going to do tomorrow and the next day. We do have a couple of left-handers we'll be facing. But, and both of them were a shot in the arm. Parker, he added on that first inning with that double. And, they kept the rallies going. And something this club needed, a little shot in the arm, and they provided it.
Parker had that binge of power a couple years ago against the A's, actually, that one in September. I don't know if you can ask him to sustain that over a full year, but what can he bring that the club might have been missing?
Well, he brings an added dimension, I think, as far as power, something we've been missing. But, what I liked tonight was the double, the left center. He wasn't trying to hit the ball out or anything. And, that's something that's going to have to be a big part of his game. It can't be all in on just trying to hit home runs. We want him to use the whole field like that. And he's got power that way. But, that's something I think we've been missing, a three-run homer now. I didn't think we'd get it from Block tonight, but he can do that for you. And hopefully this helps get him started as he starts getting some playing time.
Uh, with Ty, the last six starts has gone at least six innings. I think the last four has gone seven. Do you see him, as you get him into the rotation next year, as somebody who can get you into that 200-inning range like some of the other guys?
Oh, I think so. I think without question he can handle it. He's a strong kid. He pitches very efficiently. You know, he's pounding the strike zone, gets a lot of ground balls. He's not a big strikeout guy, so you look up there and, you know, he's in that seventh, eighth inning around 100 pitches. And so, yeah, that works, I think, as far as a guy, you know, having the ability to pitch 200 innings. Never had it, knock on wood, any arm issues. So, yeah, I could see that happening.
Jared Parker also with three hits and three RBI in his first game back from the DL. Here's Parker on how he felt.
I wasn't nervous at all. I was just excited. I was really excited to get back on the field and, you know, play with my teammates and, you know, get a good win. We came out, everybody came out swinging. Ty Block did a great job. So it was just awesome to be a part of. I was really excited about it.
You covered everything in one statement. All right, I'm going to ask you about the offense tonight because you were able to come up with that big hit that's kind of eluded the Giants almost the entire season. But what can you say about the offense in general? Hits seemed contagious tonight.
Absolutely, yeah. I think everybody was swinging it well. You know, and that's just, like I said, it's just awesome to be part of.
Contribute. And Ty Block, as you mentioned, obviously he gets bragging rights as pitchers who rake. He wins three-run home run. But what can you say about what he gave you on the mound tonight going eight innings? What did you see from him?
You know, when Ty's on the mound, you know he's going to compete. You know he's going to give it everything he's got. And, you know, that's all he can ask for. So he's always going to come after the hitters and get a good quality start. So it's awesome to, you know, see.
The Giants stay home to welcome the D-backs into town on Friday, while the A's head to Anaheim to take on the Angels.